from Los Angeles. It's the Tom Likas Show.
Huh?
And now, here he is, Tom Likas.
Thank you for tuning into the Tom Likas Show. This is where America gets together to talk about the issues you really care about. It's a different kind of a radio talk program. We're the radio talk show that is not hosted by a right-wing wacko or a convicted felon. No. I am your host. Write down our toll-free telephone number. You're going to need it. It's 1-800-5800-TOM. 1-800-5800-866. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being part of our program. We appreciate it. Here we are together again on the radio. And in the last hour, and I'm sorry if you're just joining us, you should have heard it, but in the last hour we played phone conversations between accused murderer Scott Peterson and his former lover, Amber Fry, who thought she was the girlfriend, and my guess is she also thought ultimately she'd be the wife. No. And I want to jump into these phone calls here. Maybe you've heard them elsewhere if you're just tuning in, but you'll certainly get the idea of this as we go here at 1-800-5800-TOM, 1-800-5800-866. Jamie on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm okay.
Hey, I believe this is a good example of why women are dependent on men.
How so?
Well, I mean, they need a stability of a relationship, but, you know, men just don't care. They lie, they cheat to get whatever they want.
And here, I think you had every red flag in the world, that there were problems here, there were issues here.
He gave her every excuse, and she never questioned it until he came clean.
I always say, if they're not around on Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, or Valentine's Day, any of them, ever, under any circumstances, that's a good clue right there.
And she thought it was going to work. That's the bad thing. She thought there was something there.
She had sex with him the first night.
What can I say? This whole night's been an example of why women are dependent on men. They need the stability of a relationship with their attention whores. I mean,
and look at how this particular woman overlooked every red flag there was. Every one. And there were lots of them, and you could hear them in these phone calls.
It
you could hear them in that story I read from the New York Post. It's all there.
It happens all the time, and it's great. It's great.
Thank you, Jamie.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate the call. Eric on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Tom, oh my God. This guy, serious, either he's innocent or he's the biggest idiot ever. Because, seriously, all he had to do is the night she went quote-unquote missing,
Yeah. Call
her up and say, look, I'm married, she's missing, it's going to be big, let me call you back when it's all over and done with. You know, and all those phone calls now that they have recorders are going to convict the guy.
Well, here's the deal. They lived in separate cities, and people are missing or murdered every day. He miscalculated and thought that this would not be a big story that would get from one town to another.
Right.
Because, I mean, let's face it, you look at today's paper, I haven't even looked at it for this reason or analyzed it this way, guarantee you somebody in today's paper got killed.
Exactly.
Somebody is missing somewhere in America today.
Right, and domestically, like between a husband and wife.
Right.
Right.
I mean, so I'm sure Scott Peterson thought this whole thing would be going on in one city, Modesto, while he would be in another city with Amber Fry, and she wouldn't know.
Right. Yeah, I can't even believe it, man. Before hearing these tapes, I thought the guy was innocent. And I honestly...
Well, I always thought he was guilty, but...
Well, not necessarily innocent, but the prosecutor...
I thought they'd have a hard time convicting him, and I still think they might, but listen to that.
I mean, he's nailing his coffin. He should not have called this girl so many times. I mean, come on. What was he thinking?
How desperate was he? Well, how unrealistic was this guy that he didn't think she would tape the conversations?
Ugh. And the way she's grilling him, how could he not think that?
Yeah.
I mean, it's stupid. You know what? Take me out with the Shut Up Latinos. I love that one.
Oh, Latinos, you shut up. Okay, yeah. Here you go.
Latinos, you shut up!
1-800-5800-TOM. It's Becky on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hi, Tom. How you doing?
All right, Becky.
Good. I just want to say that I think America and California actually is really lucky that we have somebody as stupid as Amber Fry to fall for this guy so easily and get him caught in his the killing of his wife.
So you think that this means Scott Peters is guilty and the jury will find him guilty?
Well, I thought he was guilty before the phone calls, but I think the prosecution really sucks, and he was going to get off. But I think the phone calls are kind of screwing him over a little bit.
Well, all the phone call proves that he's a player. There's no evidence in those calls that he killed anybody.
Well, when your wife is missing, you know, for a couple weeks when he was talking to her, you know, mid-January it was, and he's just laughing, you know, oh, I'm in Paris right now at the Eiffel Tower.
But defense is going to make the point that, okay, he's a liar, he's a player, he screwed around on his wife, he did what millions of American men do every day, made up a story to get laid, and there's no evidence here that he killed anybody. They didn't have a body. They didn't have DNA evidence that connected Scott Peterson to this. They don't have any of that.
Well, no, and they still don't have anything like that either.
You have to convict somebody beyond a reasonable doubt. And as much as I think this guy's the biggest player of all time, because he certainly got to do all kinds of things and to believe all kinds of things and to overlook all kinds of things.
Oh,
We don't have any evidence that says beyond a reasonable doubt that he killed Lacey Peterson.
No, we don't.
If you don't, the jury is going to be reminded, if you don't know beyond a reasonable doubt that Scott Peterson did it, it doesn't matter how sleazy he is, how greasy he is, how unctuous he is, how oily he is, it doesn't matter. If you don't see evidence beyond a reasonable doubt that Scott Peterson killed Lacey Peterson, you can't convict him.
That's true.
So the result is, I think he did it. But I don't see any hardcore evidence that definitely proves it, so I don't know necessarily that the jury will convict him.
That's true, and it's sad because he's going to get away with it like O.J.
Well, I think so. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know, but I think it's going to be very hard because, to my knowledge, there's nothing, no physical evidence that links him to this killing.
Well, there's the hair on the pliers on the boat and all that stuff, but I mean, it's just circumstantial.
The hair could have fallen in there while she was on the boat with him. Anything could have happened.
True. He's still guilty.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean,
it's just sad, though.
Yeah, but how sad is this chick, Amber Fry?
It's pretty sick.
I mean, come on.
That's a stupid woman right there. That's very stupid.
Well, I think you're right about that. I thank you. It's 1-800-5800-TOM. Reed on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
What's up, Tom? How you doing?
I'm doing okay, Reed.
Good. Hey, I think when Peterson refers to being in Paris with the Eiffel Tower, I think he was in Vegas for the weekend. What the hell were those sounds in the background?
I think he just turned up the TV or something.
This guy is just unbelievable.
Because according to the story we read from the New York Post, there is a way you can get a phone number in Europe where people can call you, and you can call, and your caller ID or whatever will reflect that you're not here.
Right.
So you pay for this service. It actually goes through Europe, but in reality, you're wherever you are in the United States.
Right.
Hey, I did not know about this, because believe me, in my days of playing, that would be very valuable to have had.
It's priceless.
I'll tell you what.
Anyway, these past callers have kind of taken the thoughts right out of my head, but I just can't understand how this guy would continue to call this girl after he was looking for his wife, supposedly. It's just pretty unbelievable.
No doubt about it. Thank you. It's 1-800-5800-TOM. Let's say hi to Mike on the Tom Likas Show. Hello. Are you there, Mike? Yes.
Hello. I love what you do, Tom.
Thank you.
Tom, my skin's crawling right now, and actually, to tell you the honest truth, my stomach is very sick over these phone calls. I can't believe what I'm hearing, for one thing. And my jury's in. He's guilty. I think a person lies because they're guilty.
Well, but wait a minute. You can't automatically say that, because guys lie to get laid all the time.
Right.
I've lied to get laid. I'll bet you have. But I've never killed anybody.
No. I totally understand that. But
the fact that someone lies to get laid doesn't mean they're a murderer. And yeah, that is what the jury will be reminded over and over and over.
Right, I understand that. But if my wife floats where I fish and she ends up dead, there's my jury right there.
It's circumstantial evidence, which I'm sure the defense will remind the jury. It's circumstantial.
Right. No,
it's a coincidence.
You
need more than that.
Yeah, well, not to me anyway, Tom.
All right, Mike. Well, so you're telling me that even if the judge advised you that you have to have somebody be guilty beyond a reasonable doubt, you'd vote guilty anyway, even though you don't have actual proof that Scott Peterson killed Lacey Peterson.
Well, I'll tell you what. All the lies that he's done, and if she ended up
again, haven't you ever lied to get laid?
Oh, of course I have.
Of course you have. Did you kill anyone in the process?
No, I did not.
Well, what if somebody said, "Well, you're a liar," therefore somebody in your neighborhood got killed? Tag, you're it. You're the liar.
Well, that could be possible.
Would that be reasonable? What if you got the gas chamber because of it?
Well, that would be unfair, wouldn't it?
Well, that's my point.
Well, that's why they do beyond a reasonable doubt, don't they?
You're right about that.
Tom Likas. Tom Likas. 1-800-5800-866.
I am just so appalled by the conversation going on tonight.
It's the Tom Likas Show.
Show at 1-800-5800-TOM. You heard the calls. Scott Peterson to Amber Fry. What do you think? Joe John, you're on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
How you doing, Tom?
All right, Joe John.
Hey, I have a question before I start. Is she recording to try to prove his guiltiness?
I think she's probably... My guess is she was recording to protect herself, like, so nobody would think that she did anything.
Because I think she should totally change her tone on it and just say, you know, you should trust me, you should, you know, confide in me. This way he could really just prove himself that...
Well, she's not a professional. Right. I mean...
I thought maybe...
My opinion, just an opinion, protected by the First Amendment to the United States Constitution, I think she's a bit of a dope.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, she bought all his lies, bought right in, had sex with him the first night, gave him the key to the house, gave him the car seat, said, go pick up my daughter at daycare... The guy, at best, was lying about everything if he's not a murderer, okay? And she said, here, go get my daughter at daycare. What are you talking about?
He came up with some bizarre stories. I can't believe that she believed half his lies.
I know. I agree with you. I thank you for the call. Matt on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hey, Dad. How you doing?
All right, son.
Good. Well, you know, you touched on something that definitely has affected me and has really changed my life. Basically, it's that I met this girl and was married. We were both about 20 years old, 21. And she was she had one daughter with this other guy. And pretty much what happened was that we started fooling around. We got together and then... As the relationship developed and I became emotionally attached to her daughter, then before you know it, I could have lived without her, but I couldn't live without the kid because I was attached to the kid more than the mom.
I had that same experience with a single mother.
You know? I mean, it's like, you know... Oh, and by the way, Scott Peterson, the player got played, brother.
Yeah, well,
you know this.
In the end, that's what happened, but... Managed to pull off.
She's not a professional, definitely.
Look what he pulled off before. I mean, the only problem is that somebody killed his wife.
Yeah. Well,
other than that, he was pulling it off.
Yeah, he pulled off. He should have pulled out.
You got to hit it and quit it. That's an example of hit it and quit it.
That's exactly right.
What are you doing? Stop. Cut it off. Say, you know, I'm done. I can't take it anymore. What are you doing? Continuing to go back to that and singing karaoke and making dinner and saying you're in love. Stop. Just hit it and quit it.
And to get back to that is now, you know, I married that woman. No, I love her. It's not that. It's just, what about the rest of my life that could have been spent somewhere else or doing other things or other women?
And you are paying for somebody else's bill.
Absolutely. And, you know, my I call her my daughter now because I've legally adopted her, but, you know, it's like, you know, I couldn't imagine not having her. You know what I mean?
Well, now you can't imagine it, but, you know, your wife had a kid with some other guy and then got with you.
Absolutely. And, you know, I had to kick his ass.
Why would you have to kick his ass?
Because he caught me boning his wife. That's the way it goes, you know?
All right, there you go. Another player. 1-800-5800-TOM. It's Carrie on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hey, Dad.
How you doing, son?
Aloha.
Hey. Aloha.
Aloha, yeah. So, Tom, I think it would take the O.J. jury to let this guy go. Without another incident of the O.J. jury coming up.
Well, but the O.J. jury had much more evidence than the Scott Peterson jury.
There's a mountain of evidence here.
There is not evidence. There is evidence that the guy is a player. A liar.
A screw around.
That he would say anything to get sex, which is like 95% of all the guys in America.
This guy was planning ahead. He was checking the charter currents in the bay on December 8th before he bought that boat. He had this thing all planned out.
Circumstantial evidence.
Right, and that's why I said that's all they had in the O.J. case, too, was circumstantial
evidence. They had DNA evidence.
Well, true.
They had blood.
You're right.
Blood inside the Bronco. What are you talking about? They had circumstantial evidence. How did his wife's blood, who is by this time his ex-wife, get inside the Bronco? That's not circumstantial evidence. That's evidence.
You're right. And they have some hair, I think, on a pair of pliers from the boat. That's all they have.
Again, that doesn't prove anything.
No, but I think...
Show me blood. Show me a knife. Show me a murder weapon. Show me something.
You total all of the evidence together here. I think it's pretty clear, and I think you know that it's clear.
You think it's clear, but you're not the jury, and you're not getting instructions from the judge, and you're not being told what to do. Now, I'm telling you, between what the judge is going to say and what the defense attorney is going to say, everyone's going to be reminded that while this guy is a big sleazebag and a liar and a screw around and a player, there's no evidence that he killed Lazy Peters.
There sure is evidence that he's a bonehead, though. I mean, look at
being a bonehead. Last I looked, is not a felon.
Well, no. But I'm just saying that, you know, she's not the sharpest tool in the shed. But
who? Amber Fry?
Yeah, Amber Fry.
I guarantee you.
Neither is he. Whatever came with that exculpatory evidence they were supposed to have last week, they stopped the whole trial for it. And I know, of course, it was going to fall through because, of course, he did it. But I never heard of what happened with that. Did you?
No.
Okay.
I don't follow this. I don't watch MSNBC all day. I really don't.
I just check the...
I just think that for the guys who listen to this show, who play women and try to get laid, here's a guy who really pulled it off. And the only thing that got in the way is somebody... Somebody killed Lazy Peterson. That's the only thing that got in the way of his job. Had that story not made its way to Amber Fry, she'd still be dating him today. She'd still be taking pictures of him, putting them on the Christmas cards, Easter cards, Thanksgiving cards, Arbor Day cards. I mean, she would still be dating him now.
No doubt. I'd do both of them anyway, Amber and Lazy. They're both hot.
I thought Lazy was kind of a chunkster.
Well, she was pregnant, huh?
No, I think she was a chunkster before she... Yeah, they showed pictures of her when she was not pregnant.
Yeah, I don't know that.
A little junk in the trunk there.
Yeah, it's pretty fake.
But, you know, in the desco, that could be an aid. I don't know. Thanks for the call. It's toll-free. It's 1-800-5800-TOM. More of your telephone calls are coming up.
The Tom Likas Show.
1-800-5800-TOM. That's our telephone number. We played the telephone conversations. Not all of them, because... We don't have all week, but telephone conversations between Scott Peterson, accused murderer of his wife, Lazy Peterson, and their unborn child, and Amber Fry, the woman he was banging on the side who thought she was his girlfriend. Scott on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hey, Dad. What's happening?
Not much, Scott.
Hey, I just got to say, in a sense, I think Scott Peterson was a damn genius, but... In all reality, I was a married man. I'm divorced now, but the whole time I was married, I was banging a couple different hoes on the side, and I found out if you're just honest with them, I said, hey, I'm married, I got two kids, but just want to bang you, you know? And a lot of them understood. I don't understand why he had to kill Lexi. I think he did it. I'm just like you. I think he did it, but there's not a shred of evidence to prove it, you know, unless somebody wants to... I shouldn't say that on the radio, what I'm thinking. But anyway, you know what I'm saying. Women like to check you out when you come home at night. And, you know, that would pretty much be the only proof that anybody had that he did anything.
Well, and that's it. I mean, is he a slimy guy, a liar, a cheat? Sure he is.
Right. I mean,
you got to prove he killed somebody.
That's it. I mean, hey, all men lie to get booty. We're all guilty of it. Everybody does it. I do it right now. If I see a nice rack somewhere, I'll go up to the girl and say, hey, babe, you know, I'll make up some kind of lie just so I can get down her pants.
No doubt about it.
Yeah, that doesn't make us a murderer, but, you know, I think Scott Peterson's definitely touched in the brain. Something's wrong with him, and but he was slick about it. I mean, nobody can catch him. You can't catch him without evidence.
I totally agree with you, and I thank you. Tammy on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hey, Tom.
Hey.
I don't believe that he did it, but I believe he goes down. I think he goes down because he definitely had something to do with it. And I also think that Amber deserves to go down for falling for the banana in the tailpipe with the whole champagne and strawberries and roses, rubbing on the roses on the face and stuff. That just makes me laugh. I think that's so pathetic.
All the things I tell guys not to do.
Totally. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Tammy. Dominique on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
What's happening, Tom?
Not much, Dominique.
How you doing? You're the man, man.
Thank you.
You know that. I'm a loyal listener. You know that. I've been listening for a while. Well, to tell you, as a fellow Leo, my birthday's tomorrow. I know your birthday just passed.
Yes, it did.
So,
happy birthday.
I wanted to say about this situation here.
What's that?
This broad is just plain dumb. She's stupid. And the only person in this situation dumber than her is him. Because you know why? He broke two rules, one of mine and one of yours. The one of yours he broke is don't date desperate single mothers.
No, don't.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the rule of mine that he broke is you can't turn a hoe into a housewife, so don't try.
That's
right. I can say that on the radio.
Hit it and quit it.
Hit it and quit it. Don't lay and stay and play because you get played. You know what I mean? So all you dudes out there listening, listen to this. Listen to Tom. You know what I'm saying?
I couldn't agree with you more, of
all
course,
right, man, Tom. I'm just checking in.
Thank you. I'm glad you did. Barry on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hello, Tom.
Hello, Barry.
Long time listener, second time caller.
Thank you so much.
Tom, listen, I have to respectfully disagree with the professor here. I think the chances of this guy getting pegged are a bit greater than you may say.
You think that the jury would convict him without any specific evidence tying him specifically to this killing?
Allow me to tell the professor why I think this.
Okay.
First of all, I think that we don't know exactly all the evidence. We're not in the courtroom. I think what we're getting leaked to us is very specific. Secondly, if a jury here in L.A. could acquit O.J., I think anything is possible. Thirdly, I think this guy, look back at this BBC guy, Hunt, who's still in prison. They never found a body on him, so that definitely laid the groundwork for proving you don't need a corpse to convict. And in this case, they found a corpse, so who knows what other stuff you don't need to convict a guy. And fourthly, I think we all know that he all did it. And, you know, that's enough. If I'm sitting on this jury, I'm thinking, well, you know, I'm agreeing with you there. He definitely did it, but maybe there is enough proof. You know what? I think that the...
you got to get 12 people to think the same way.
Yeah,
and if you don't have any, if you don't have any specific evidence, things with fingerprints on them, knives with blood, whatever, if you don't have that, the odds of convincing 12 people that he's guilty beyond a reasonable doubt become very slim.
I agree. However, we're the same public that also watched for 4 or 5 years these Menendez brothers, a couple of a-holes who claimed that they were beaten by their parents and abused and tormented and had no choice but to blow them away as opposed to running away, that they felt compelled to go back to Princeton and make trips to down here on their winter break to San Diego, to drive down, pick up a shotgun here and the, you know, shells there, and blow their parents away and whatnot. I mean, those kids, for 2 years, they sat in jail waiting for the California State Supreme Court to rule on whether their Beverly Hills shrink, this guy Uziel, whether his notes were admissible in court. And for 2 years, while they were waiting, and they were being represented by that Leslie Abramson, I think her name was.
Yes, uh-huh.
They contended from day one, we didn't do it. And she was getting in front of the cameras each day in front of the courthouses, talking on their behalf, insisting they didn't do it. The day the California Supreme Court ruled, no way, those notes are definitely going to be admitted to court. The very next day, she came and they came and they changed their tune. Well, I have news for you. I hate to break to you. We did it. But we have a good reason. Here's why. So basically, that shows that had the ruling gone their way, they would have gone right into court and they would have put forth that defense that they didn't do it.
Right.
And you know what? We see that there's...
And they would have gotten off because the jury would not be allowed to consider those notes. And that's what I'm trying to tell you. Keep... The Tom Likas Show at 1-800-5800-TOM. You heard the phone conversations. Not all of them. but several of them, between Scott Peterson and Amber Fry. We're getting your reactions to this at 1-800-5800-TOM. Allie on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
Hi. It seems to me that you seem to be really advocating men cheating on their wives and girlfriends.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm advocating guys being players.
Okay. Well, what's the difference then?
Well, the difference is, frankly, I think if you want to be a player, you shouldn't be married.
So you shouldn't be married, but...
But I do advocate guys being players when they're not married.
Okay. Well, I just want to know what your opinion is about women cheating on their husbands, boyfriends, whatever.
Well, I feel the same way about that. Don't get married if you want to be with lots of people.
Okay. Well, what do you think about, like, open relationships, that sort of thing?
I think open relationships eventually end up being former relationships.
Okay. Well, I know that earlier you were talking about, like, how... what's the point of a woman having a boyfriend if she's going to go out and cheat on them?
Right.
Sort of thing.
Right.
Do you understand that women, sometimes you can get tired in your relationship and...
So leave.
Feel like they,
so okay. Leave.
But
women
but,
don't leave because they want the boyfriend or husband to continue paying the bills. If you really feel that way, leave.
Okay. Well, sometimes, you know, you're getting a benefit out of the relationship.
That's my point. And the benefit is usually money.
Not really.
Yeah, that's usually what it is.
Well, and
what are the other benefits?
You know, attention, having a good time.
You know, if you were getting enough attention, you wouldn't be screwing other guys.
Well, to tell you the truth, I'm in a relationship. I'm getting plenty of attention. You know, it's not about money at all.
So why are you screwing other guys?
Well, because, you know, I feel
because
like...
Because you're a slut.
...not always meant.
What?
Well, guys do, and, you know, they're not called...
Screw as many people as you want, but stop having boyfriends.
Well, that doesn't make any sense. I mean, you can still...
What do you mean it doesn't make any sense? Why don't we call your boyfriend right now and tell him what you're doing and see how he feels about it?
Well, I would think that you would support men being in the same situation.
No, I don't. I say to men all the time, don't have a girlfriend. Don't get married. That's what I say.
Okay, then what is all this...
But I would apply the same thing to you. You see? If you want to screw other guys, fantastic. The guy who's your boyfriend, make him into a booty call and tell him you're going to see whoever you want. But you won't do it because you get benefits out of it. And so you're going to lie to him. I'm telling you, date as many guys as you want. Why do you need a boyfriend?
Well, because when you have a boyfriend, you know, you can trust them and talk to them about...
Trust him? You are a liar. Why do you worry about trusting somebody else? You are a liar.
Okay, but...
Who are you? What right do you have to expect to be able to trust somebody else? You are a liar.
Okay, well, I'm not going out and screwing everybody I see.
I don't care how many others you're screwing. You are a liar.
Okay, but my point is...
You are a liar, aren't you? You lie to your boyfriend. He thinks you are monogamous, and you lie and say yes, you are, right?
Okay, then why are you supporting Scott Peterson?
I'm not supporting Scott Peterson. I said he's a great player. But I also would say...
You're telling men to take note and
take note of his abilities to be a player.
Okay, but...
I am not telling men to screw around on their wives.
Well,
I am telling them to apply the techniques that Scott Peterson used when you are trying to spin a lot of plates as a single man.
Okay, well, it doesn't seem like you're really...
Dear, the guys who listen regularly know where I'm coming from. You think you're smarter than everybody else. Everybody else is stupider than you are. These guys know what I'm talking about.
No, it just didn't seem clear to me that you
there,
were...
Then you're stupid.
Like you
then you're stupid. You know what? Then you are stupid.
Girlfriend.
You are stupid. And by the way, you are doing exactly what you're criticizing me for telling guys to do.
No, I'm just asking you. It seemed like you were supporting men cheating, and
that's because you're stupid and don't listen to the show regularly, because the guys know what I'm advocating. Hang on a sec. Mark, what did you want to say to Allie?
Hey, Allie, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Why are you such a whore?
Why are you such a whore, man? You probably go on women as you want.
Tom, she can't even answer the question. She answers it with the same question I ask her.
She
answer
is a whore.
The question.
She's a whore and a slut. No doubt about it.
Why are you such a lying whore? You know that man at
men,
home loves
men
you?
Men are lying whores all the time. You're telling people to be just like Scott Peterson,
who
is a lying whore.
Do you listen to the show? Do you have a set of ears on that stupid head of yours? Open them up. Do me a favor. Go get a box of Q-tips, the extra large ones, jam them into your stupid ears, and clean them out so you can hear what is being said before you call saying stuff that you have no idea. You have no idea what's going on. You haven't listened. You're listening with one half an ear. Answer the question, why are you such a whore? And answer the second question, why can't we get your boyfriend on the phone?
I don't want my boyfriend to know what I'm doing about obviously.
Because you're
because
a liar.
Like all the men out there who cheat on their girlfriends and don't want
to. I will leave you alone. I will leave you alone if you acquiesce and admit that you are a whore.
I'm not a whore because I don't sell myself on the street corner.
You're a whore.
No, you give it away.
It's messed up
that men can go out and call women whores.
What you do there is you're giving it away. You lie to your boyfriend. I love you. I love you. Here's your Valentine's Day card, honey. While you're screwing other guys.
I screwed one other guy.
I don't care who else you did. How dare you call in here and defend that and then attack me? You're a whore. You're a slut. End of story.
Likas, Tom. Likas. 1-800-800-TOM. People fantasize about 14 and 15 and 16-year-old girls all the time. What are you going to do? Put them all in prison? Put everybody up to a lie detector test? Ask people if they fantasize about the girl across the street when she wears a thong bikini? You're going to put these people in prison? What are you talking about?
Well, where do you draw the line?
I drew the line for you, you idiot. Get off the phone.
Tom Likas Show at 1-800-5800-TOM. Christine on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hello.
Is that a question or a statement?
I just noticed that you're a different time than the TV show. Because I have your TV show on right now.
What TV show is that?
I mean your radio show, sorry.
You just noticed what?
Because you're actually talking to me.
What did you notice?
I noticed that your radio show right now doesn't have me on it, which means...
Darling, I don't know what turnip truck you just fell off. Talk radio has a delay. In our case, as many as 20 seconds.
Well, excuse me.
So
I didn't know that. I'm in the software business.
Well, I know, but do you have a radio, don't you?
I do.
Haven't you ever heard talk radio before?
I do.
And did you not know that we have a delay? How do you think we bleep out obscenities?
I do now.
So you're just learning this for the first time?
I assumed.
You assumed? Well, then why would you expect to hear your voice live on the air? And what is your radio doing turned up?
Now it's off.
Good.
I've been waiting to say something.
How long do we have to wait before you're actually going to start saying something?
I want to say something for single moms that are gorgeous.
Really? Who are those?
Single moms that are gorgeous.
You know any?
Lots of them.
Really? How old are you, dear? You won't tell Dino.
My age.
We know you're lying.
My weight are not part of this.
Well, and that's and the point is, you're not gorgeous, because if you were, you would happily tell us.
You're out of your mind.
No, I'm not, dear.
No, you are.
Dear, you're a liar.
You're out of your mind.
You're an out-and-out liar. You're fat and old, and you are calling in here all upset. Yes, yes, Cinderella, because the glass slipper fits all too well, darling.
Somebody is going to shut you down.
Nobody is going to shut me down.
About single mothers.
Nobody's going to shut me down, because all you sluts and whores who are cranking out bastard children, and the people are behind me, not behind you and your big fat behind. Let me tell you that right now. Sister.
Down for what you say about single moms,
slut, whore. My dear, there you go. Is that the extent of your ability to communicate using dirty words like that? She hung up. What a vengeful bitch she was. Angry. Angry because I've got her number. Angry because I know what kind of person she is. She hears herself being described on the radio and calls in total denial. I know what kind of a cranky bitch she is, what kind of a broad she is. I got four words for you, sister. See ya next Thursday. You can't understand normal thinking. You bitch.
The Tom Likas Show.